Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with Guadalupe, the owner of the Healing Touch Yoga Studio in Upland, my city. Today's topic is how do we get ourselves to relax and also heal from injuries? Her studio, Guadalupe, allows you to get that release, they call it, through their massage, yoga, sound therapy, along with meditation. Also, they have specialty classes, including all of those studies. They deal with different ages, including seniors and kids, and they want to start a cafe yoga for the community, a nonprofit, and also along with a natural core program for kids she's dealing with now. Go right to talk and understand how yoga, massage, and other things can help your body heal physically and mentally. Go right to the show. Alan, you're already warmed up.
Yes.
This Crooked Spine Show begins our first interview, live interview for 2019 with Guadalupe. THT Studio in Upland. Very, very good studio. She does a lot of live stuff, a lot of things we're going to talk about. My number one thing, you've had business for about 2 years now.
Yes.
To get people right to it, what benefits have you seen with your clients the last 2 years? What's a good benefit for people to look for?
Benefit-wise mm-hmm. is the release. Stuff.
Release, what is the release?
Release. Oh my goodness, we internalize so much. We go through so much and we internalize and we're just the strong individuals and
huge.
For some reason, we don't know how to release. We don't know how to let go. So the studio is focused on that. Coming back to self and coming back to who you are or who you were before all the trauma, all the chaos happened. So that's our main focus at a studio. Whether it be yoga, massage, breath work, I mean, that's the main focus, is coming back to knowing self and to releasing all that gunk.
And when you say release, do people feel more relaxed afterwards, able to deal with life, feel less stressed? I'm going to close the door too soon.
Yes, people will actually feel a lot lightness, weightlessness, like a heavy load has been lifted off. Sometimes they will purge in regards to... crying, actually, they'll cry, they'll release because they've been holding on so much before, and now they're at a safe space, and I've provided that for them.
You're able to give them a way to deal with all the stuff's in their head, per se, and get it out where they can actually now, when they're released, they're more, from my sense, more clear, how do I move on? How do I get my life going and enjoy that positivity? There's a way to say that. So they can actually enjoy the life and stay healthy, mentally and physically, right?
Yes. I actually emphasize, we do a lot of workshops. We do a lot of, for example, for the new moon workshop, it's not like a witchy thing. You know, a lot of people think, oh, new moons, ceremony, fire. Yes, okay. I get that. But I get the whole mindset. But in that new moon, we actually wrote a letter to self.
Okay.
A letter to self. A letter to yourself.
Okay.
And congratulating you on all the accomplishments you have gone through, or you have all the obstacles that you have gone over or accomplished. We always look for affirmation from everybody else, but sometimes we forget to affirm ourselves.
It's almost internalizing the positivity.
Yes.
Versus so much of us focus on the negativity, how we put ourselves down because we were put down before too.
Exactly.
Wow.
So this last new moon workshop, we actually wrote a letter to, I wrote a letter to myself.
Great.
And everybody else wrote a letter to themselves, and there are waterworks. I'm like, where's the tissue? Let me grab a tissue. But we needed to see that because we tend to not focus on the positive.
And a lot of when, I would assume when you get that, now you're like I said before, free to enjoy life and stay in that moment, so you maintain that positivity. When you do that, is there an understanding of the chemical, neurological, hormonal benefits to the body when you do that?
Oh, an understanding. Then you have to go all scientifically.
Sorry, this is because...
this is a doctor.
Sorry, that's how my mind works sometimes. It's painful.
I will Google that, and I will actually look that up. But
do you mind if I tell you how that
yes,
works?
Yes, please.
This
is why we need help.
I have two letters after my name. That means I have a big student loan that I haven't paid off yet. I'm still working on it.
Still working.
The biggest thing I see when people do that, they have that release, that freedom,
their body's chemistry, hormonal levels, their neurology, it balances itself out. Okay? Some people can do that with exercise, with meditation, a combination of both, but the mind is 10 times more effective to regulate that internal body by doing it the right way. Again, most people focus on the negative. That's why their body gets so stressed, the result of physical stress. Arrhythmia, heart attacks, for one, too. Even obesity, even anxiety, depression. By reversing that and keeping your body balanced hormonally, chemically, and neurologically, your body can tolerate the stress of everyday life. When someone, for example, in a crowd or in a group, says something negative, derogatory, some people respond like, I'm going to get that guy. Now I'm upset. That you internalize that. Some people that are happy or free or have that balance, they go, that person's having a bad day. I feel sorry for them.
Exactly.
So your reaction to your environment may be internal or external. This allows you, Guadalupe allows you to get to a better health state, mental and physical, because you're working the mental effects of physical to maintain that, to tolerate the stress of everyday life, whatever that might be. Might be driving to LA every day. I have a patient who drives Long Beach every day. She's just, sometimes. Okay? Dealing with family, friends, whatever it might be. So it allows you to have an internal benefit so you can deal with that on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Internal side, sorry. So going back to your studio, again, not just a yoga studio, what else do you focus on to help people heal?
Massage. Oh my gosh. Okay. As a chiropractor, you see a lot of internalization, and actually the muscles tend to just clamp up, and
yes.
And it shows, trauma shows in the body. Believe it or not, it does. If you're trying to, the strong woman and putting up a face, your body's going to show it. Aches and pains are going to show up wherever you didn't do anything, but it showed up. Exactly. So, as a massage therapist, I've been doing it for 17 years. I've seen that. So, people don't like talking about their stuff.
No.
At all.
No.
So, what a way is to massage that actually kind of let it go. And after a massage, I actually, if it's really, really bad and they're really, really tight, I'll actually advise them to go see a chiropractor as well.
Well, so. And a lot of it is when you're doing that, you see people probably open up to you.
Yes.
They feel comfortable. They get the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So you become not only a massage therapist, but their actual therapist sometimes.
Yes.
You know, they can trust you to help them heal again physically and also mentally, because they get that release, that relaxation.
Exactly.
Affects the body, mind, and soul.
Yes.
I think.
Yes, it does. And that's why my slogan is combining the mind, body, and soul.
It does work, right?
Yes, it does.
It does work.
It does.
Why do clients come to you? How are they attracted to you?
Oh, clients. A lot of my clients have been referred. I'm actually been massaging for 17 years, but I'm very intuitive.
I can barely understand definitions.
Oh, definitions, but he just broke down the neurological aspect
that,
of everything.
That's memorization. That's how I memorize stuff.
Intuitive. I tend to tune in to their emotions, their trauma. I know it's going to be like, ooh.
Well, you've done for 17 years, so you have the field experience.
Yes.
To understand how the body mind works together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If there's a way to say that.
Yeah, that's what it is. It is. But for some people, it's like I tend to feel. Yeah, feel.
And when you get those referrals, is referral because I have this mental thing I'm dealing with, or is it more the body aches and pains, or I'm stressed? How do you help me?
It's all of them. Okay. I have the medical clients. You know, I have the clients that have been suffering from a lot of anxiety. I have clients that have post-surgery. I have clients that are sports. I've massaged, you know, basketball players, football players, professionally. So I have all range of clients. Depending on what's going on, I'm able to cater to them and actually just tailor to what is going on at the moment.
So at that point, it's a one-on-one.
Yes.
With them every time.
Yes.
Because you have a lot of spas that'll have different massage therapists, for one, beyond the yoga spa side. Mm-hmm. And you kind of sometimes bounce around.
Yes.
But when you find someone that you can work with one-on-one, next time you come back, you worked on that last time, let's work on this time.
Yes.
From the physical side. Obviously, it'll help the mental side. Typically, mm-hmm. getting an athlete, they're coming in for the physicality of how do I rehab? How do I get myself back into shape?
Yes.
So you're seeing that overall benefit with them.
Yes.
And beyond that too, you talked about some people that have anxiety, depression. How do you work with those patients?
I actually, not get them to talk, but yeah, get them to talk about what's going on with them.
How do you get them relaxed to talk?
I'll talk about their body.
Okay.
And what
okay.
I'm finding, I'll ask them, is there any traumatic event has happened? Are you going through a lot? Because this is what I'm finding in your body. So when it's focused on them, then they'll start thinking. Then they'll start processing, like, you know what? Yeah.
You have to make the connection.
Yes.
Of where they are and how it's affecting their internal body.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of let them, give them time to open up to you.
To process, yes.
That's all it is.
Exactly.
And I think when they see that benefit, okay. When you get someone to heal from, say, anxiety, depression, overall stress, how does that affect them at home? Do they stop taking medications? Do they take more medications? If they're on medications now, what have you seen? What have they come back to you with?
Some of them have actually slowly gotten off the medication. So the medication actually lowered. The home life, actually, they're happy now. Their family's happy now. Their kids are happy now. So they're radiating that same energy. So it's like a snowball effect. It starts with a little snowball and then it goes further, you know, in the positive way.
It becomes them first healing, and mm-hmm. then from them, their effect on the family becomes more positive.
Yes.
More healing for the whole family concept.
Yes.
Or friends or work or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Great. And physicality too. What kind of injuries do you get usually with athletes?
Or
just people in general?
Let's see. Knees.
Yeah.
ACL.
Yeah.
Let me see. Ankles. Depending on what kind of athletes. Shoulders. Growing. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what kind of athlete I'm seeing. So yes.
So you work on really a broad spectrum. You have an art with all those things.
Yes.
Great. With yoga, is it more male, more female, or what do you see usually going to more the yoga aspect?
Oh, it's more females. I'm trying to bring in more males. Where you come?
Good.
You should come to the yoga,
love yoga
studio and bring in some male energy because we need that snowball effect.
That'd be fun for me.
Exactly. It's more females though.
And why is that, you think? Because males will benefit too, that's what I'm saying. I do yoga once a week.
Because I believe they think that we're all in spandex and they don't want to wear spandex.
Yeah, it is kind of weird to see a guy wear spandex. I tell my patients is, I want you to stretch, maybe do yoga, but be careful wearing the pants because it'll look a little weird in public.
Exactly. So I think guys think it's female oriented and it's only females. I think they have a misconception about what yoga is.
Yes.
You're not supposed to be, you know, you don't have to be flexible. I mean, I'm still not.
I'm
an instructor.
The first time I did it, I was in pain because I was not flexible. But for your athletes, it would benefit them to get more flexible. Then when you're more flexible, you get stronger.
Yes, exactly.
And from
their ability.
That tension and stress, most guys focus on strength. That's what most guys do. They want to look good in front of the mirror. Okay. But the problem is when your muscles are tight from not doing yoga or stretching enough, at that point, that's how you have injuries. Muscles are loose, joints are loose. You actually get stronger that way. You have more range of motion to work with.
Yes.
So from a guy's perspective, if I don't do yoga once a week, I can't go heavy with my weights because I don't feel comfortable not causing an injury. I got to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is that helps me reduce attention by having someone else tell me how long to hold a pose, which pose to do.
Mm-hmm.
Do it beyond your comfort level to get more of the overall benefit.
Exactly. And this is why I'm studying yoga therapy to tailor to each individual and athletes.
What's that include? What's that entail?
Yoga therapy is more of a tailored program for a practice for each individual and person in regards if it's a physical ailment or it's a mental ailment. There's different poses that actually kind of balance you out.
Okay.
So I'm actually going through the program, 865 program.
Wow.
Hours.
So you're actually running your studio, doing massage, doing yoga, and still going to school to self-educate, to learn even more to help your clients.
Yes.
No.
Always educating.
So
yourself.
That's why we don't sleep a lot then.
Exactly.
I got you.
Understandable. Exactly. See, right there. Good thing for makeup.
And beyond the yoga and the massage, what else does your studio involve to help heal?
Let me see. Sound.
Good. I saw that on your Facebook. What is sound therapy? Include?
Sound therapy is more of just sound being played. Okay. A crystal sound, didgeridoos, chimes. It puts you in a meditative state without, you know, for people that don't know how to meditate. I mean, it took me forever to meditate because I'm over here thinking of everything else, but
you're like, I'll be here, but I'm like, because you have to listen to your head what you need to do.
Exactly.
Got it.
That's so welcome. The sound actually overshadows that. And for some reason, it actually, you know, resonates with the body. So the sounds that are being played is 432 hertz. Wow. So it actually affects the body of water in you. So
well, realize with the body, there's the physiology of the body is based on vibration.
Yes.
Along with energy being a millivolts or a voltage for one too.
Mm-hmm.
When you combine both of them, allows your body to get to better vibration. Your body can actually relax better. It works, okay. Right?
Yes.
I'm gonna use that. As long as I sound confident, that's how it works. I think a lot of people understand that. Is when you do it enough, you know how to relax yourself too.
Exactly.
The thing is, when you first start, you will be uncomfortable, your head will be somewhere else, but give it time, I think, to get the full benefit. How long does it take someone go to you, Guadalupe, man, I've been here for so long now, I finally got what you wanted me to get. What does it take on average? See, someone who comes into stress, they're, I get this done because now I have physical problems going on, I'm stressed, I have anxiety somewhat. What's it take something like that to see the full benefit?
I think, I've seen that it's taken from 3 to 6 months to actually kind of get it.
At least 3. You realize your body's chemistry, again, chemical, hormonal, biological balance, takes about minimum for someone that's healthy, 1 month, 4 weeks, to change to a better state that becomes your new state.
Yeah.
Someone who's stressed and so off balance where they're getting medical attention, maybe having arrhythmia, heart attacks, on anxiety medications, over-the-counter medications too, may take them minimum 3 months.
Yes, so because you have to be rewiring
everything. And you're getting to routine within your normal life, trying to get something else in there to rebalance everything.
Exactly.
But once you get there and you spend the time and energy and really, even home things too, I'm assuming, you're going to see a better state in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about before too, the effect of people around you.
Yes.
I think.
It's true. And sometimes, you know, I mean, there's those days, you know, allow those days to just flow through.
I call it the law of averages.
Yes.
And not a good day, tomorrow's going to be awesome.
Awesome day. So just great start day. Off your day positively. Don't come out mad and what is and why did that happen yesterday? Leave yesterday for yesterday, please. Start off your day new, right?
A lot of it is exactly. Positive. Exactly. When you start off your day, in my sense, a positive way, I go and work out in the morning. And boom, that's how it gets my day started. Gets my adrenaline going, gets my endorphins going, gets my body going, blood flow going. I'm old, so I got to make sure I get things going quickly. So when I do that, my whole day, my perceptions, and now my thought process is more positive. I'm more clear-headed to do more things. When you're stuck in the negative, it uses so much energy. That's what causes health conditions. That's what makes your body want to wear itself down. I can't be around negative people because it drains me.
Yeah, it's very draining.
So when you're in an environment like Guadalupe's, I think it gets you to a better state. And over time, as you get there and stay there, your ability to wake up and be positive gets easier and easier. You're going to have rough days. You're going to wake up and go, all right, this will be one of those days.
Yeah.
But when you're in a positive state, you know how to get yourself out of that.
Yeah.
Do you recommend night meditation, morning meditation? What do you recommend for your clients usually?
You know what? It just depends on the client. So I can't say night or morning or midday meditation is ideal. Mm-hmm. It depends on what's going on with the client. If the client has a problem starting their day, maybe morning is good. If the client has problem going to sleep, falling asleep, maybe the night will be good. Or if the client just gets agitated in midday, maybe the midday is good. So it just depends on the client. So it's just tailoring it to the client. So there's no specific time or day to meditate.
Is it a feeling you get when, okay, where you can give a client, okay, when you feel this, you're under stress, this is a good time to meditate?
When I tell a client when it's overwhelming or when you start getting into your head.
Got it.
Yeah, getting into your head. Just step back and reanalyze and just reanalyze the whole situation, because that's actually a meditation too, when you're just sitting back and reanalyzing each and every emotion.
And you had done a second ago, it's kind of probably hard to hear on the lives right now too, is why is breathing so important in meditation and relaxation in yoga?
Because we tend to hold our breath. And mm-hmm. when we hold our breath, everything tightens up. So when you are breathing, you're actually just firing up. You know, you're actually just waking up every single, not emotion, but every single cell in you and letting it go. You know, when you're holding on, you're tightening up. You're actually creating a traumatic emotion into your body itself.
You're causing a stress state in your
yes.
body.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
And when you hold your breath, you produce less oxygen to your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So your muscles go from relaxed to tight. You produce mm-hmm. more lactic acid like an athlete would. And that stays there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get out of your body. Exactly. What is the yoga breathing called?
Pranayama.
And what is that? Why do they call it that?
Oh, man.
Sorry, it's like probably book knowledge. I don't know. Because when I do yoga, it's part of my relaxation, my getting out of my head, is the breathing.
Yes.
Allows me to shut everything down, focus on that, versus focusing on what is in the back of my mind, what I have to do after this hour is over.
Yes.
So I think a lot of it is when you do that, and consistently and rhythmically, allows your body to shut down and get more oxygen to your body, but also gets you to focus on something, because there's an internal vibration and sound, like you've mentioned sound therapy,
mm-hmm.
that allows you to focus on that instead of everything else.
Yes.
I just me.
No, that's what it is. That's it's actually focusing on your breath work and focusing on you.
Good.
Not the objects outside of you.
After 3 to 6 months, why do people continue to go back to your studio? Because they do, but why?
They do. Because it's a sense of home.
Yeah.
They made it their home. They made it their safe space. And I created that for them. So a non-judgmental space for them. So that's why they keep on coming back. And they like the feeling of just serenity.
If they feel that serenity, why wouldn't you want to come back to feel it again? And help your overall life outside the studio become better in the sense where you're healthier for one too, and
mm-hmm.
the people around you, you exude that benefit also for them.
Yes.
And their overall life, short term, they're less stressed. Long term, their body stays relaxed. They enjoy life. They don't use up all the energy every day. They go to sleep, they wake up relaxed again.
Yes.
That's a healthier state.
It is.
If and when you can get there, you enjoy a healthier state where you're not on medications.
Mm-hmm.
You worry about how. When you talk about health, it's not just obviously mental or physical,
mm-hmm.
it's people around you.
The emotion.
Are they healthy?
Yes.
When you eat, do you eat healthy
mm-hmm.
for the most part? Do you do things physicality-wise, maybe exercising, to stay healthy? It affects your whole body. You don't want to go to a studio, spend the time and money, and all of a sudden you leave and you don't show that lifestyle benefit, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, we get our chance to cheat too, you know?
We're human,
We're
right?
human.
Please.
Nothing's perfect.
Please.
But yes, we give them that and we, you know, we exude that.
I think that's part of it. And when people see that benefit, short term, long term, when you're in your second year now, your third, fourth year, you'll see people that, for example, I think are going to get older, but not be old.
Yes.
Their
mentality, and I'm like really grateful for all the yoga therapists and yoga teachers in my studio. I mean, they exude different energies from meditation. I have, you know, Isana from Kemetic Yoga, which is
talk about those. What are those? What are those?
Meditation, Isana, it's a guided meditation. So some people don't know how to meditate. So she will guide you in the meditation itself. Kemetic yoga is an ancient Egypt, practice.
Okay.
And Aja does that. Jordan does sunrise yoga. She does, different types of yoga and restorative yoga. So for people that can't go into up and down and vinyasa flow, Jordan is good at that too. So kundalini yoga is more of building up the energy. It's like it's a specific practice and specific order that it's done in the chanting and things like that. Karen May does that. Let me see who else teaches. I left you out.
Shout outs for everybody.
The sound healers. Dingoni, Eric Dingoni. He actually does the sound healing with the quartz bowls, the didgeridoos, the drums, Waking Seed, which is a husband and wife, does more of a shamanic, more of a drumming, more of the straddles, sound bath. So it resonates differently with different individuals. So there's so many different people that come into the studio to actually offer different classes, workshops for the community. Like sage bundles, sage.
What is that?
Sage is used to actually.
Okay, sage. Yeah, sage. What is that? Yeah, no sage.
Yeah, I think does he need some sage?
I'll bring probably, some sage. Yeah. But I like it. It's a studio. It's a real studio. You have different people that have different arts, specialties that people can guide to and can gravitate to. They have options.
Yes.
What is the age groups that usually do come in for the yoga portion, even massage too?
The age groups. It's such a huge gap. The age group is from 18 to 64 years old.
Yep, that's great. So you don't have to be, say, mid-30s or 40s to do yoga.
My gentle yoga folks, we started in a chair. and they're retired, they're my wise individuals.
Seeking for guidance.
I know, they started in chairs and now they're, I made that class for them, tailored them. So now they're on the floor getting up and down and they're amazing.
So they're so the physical rehab of the yoga for say the seniors or in that, say 50 and over, just to give them a range, has been a benefit beyond
that's
the mental,
the
mind.
That's why I call them wise individuals, because some people don't like to be called seniors.
Sorry. Right. I'm going to start using that term too. Apologize. You wise individuals, you. And that's the benefit too, right? You can get the physical betterness, not only to get healthier, but also prevent injuries, along with the mental positivity.
Exactly, because most of these my wise individuals, they had hip surgeries, knee surgeries, double knee surgeries, and hard for them to even sit down, move, and just watching them just kind of better themselves and actually go further. And I'm like, wow, they're holding a pose longer, and it's such a triumph for all of us. It's amazing.
And do you see a mental change in them
when
they get to that point? What was that change? Describe that for me. Or them, or your audience.
Oh, my goodness.
Followers.
Okay, so in the beginning when somebody couldn't do, like, for example, I had a client and she couldn't do it. She was...
Couldn't do what?
She couldn't even hold a pose or lift her legs up.
Okay.
We're sitting down on the floor.
Jeez.
And she just got in her head and you could tell in her face, like, everybody's doing that, why can't I? And
the frustration.
The frustration just overcame her. And I said, you know what? Do what you can. It's not a competition. This is your practice.
She's probably a type A person in business. And...
Yeah, so when I told her that and I reassured her that, she got comfortable with that. And then the next session, and then when she actually just did it, I'm like, you see? You're doing it. And then she just got so happy and overjoyed that she was doing a pose that she couldn't do, a month ago. It's amazing.
How long has she been has that person been at your studio now?
She has been there a year now.
How has her mentality changed consistently from beginning to the end? Two year later.
As a matter of fact, her mentality has changed because she was a little bit depressed before.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's just like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You don't know what you have done. I'm just there creating the space, holding space for individuals.
Giving her the potential.
Exactly.
So she's gone from, say, anxious, frustrated, probably sore and tight, to now she's relaxed, more confident, better self-esteem, and physically better.
Exactly.
Medically, is she off medications now? Was she still on medications?
You know what? I don't... sometimes I do ask a question,
yeah.
But sometimes I don't because, you know,
some
people don't want to really share
yeah.
What kind of medications are on. But emotionally, I see her happy. That's what I see.
And that's what I want people to realize, especially for our wise generation, if I'll call it. Is I see people that are 60 that look like, that mentally and physically look like they're 70 or 80.
Yeah.
I see people that are 60 look like they're 50 and they act like they're 50, 40, and 30.
Exactly.
Because of this.
The mental.
When you understand this is more important than anything and you put yourself in a situation like yoga, like therapy, physical therapy, and healing allows you to get to that state and maintain that.
Exactly.
And by seeing someone at the studio, you show up, they walk you through everything, you leave feeling better. There's no guessing game. Mm-hmm. They tell you exactly what to do, right?
Yeah.
So why not do something like that for your health? Spend an hour, hour and a half, whatever it might be, a few times a week so you enjoy that benefit. Yeah. And if you've made it. For the younger generations, how does it benefit them? What have you seen them grow or transition into?
Younger generation.
Say the 20s and 30s. Oh, not even that. Maybe.
Actually, the younger generations are straight up. They are like, you know what? Are you holding this class? Because I need it. And
I'm
I
in.
Know what I've done. Yeah, I'm in it. You know, I need it, Lupe. Oh, you know, they'll text me. Or they'll text the studio when it comes to me. And I'm like, okay, you know, come down. You know, and the good thing about the studio is that sometimes when we don't even have the funds, some people don't have the funds, and I actually, you know what, come down anyways, because it's not about the funds sometimes.
Have you heard of the term goodwill?
Yes.
Huge. Goodwill is priceless.
Yes.
When you help somebody, it comes around tenfold.
Exactly.
As it has been, you've seen probably 10 times that amount being open for 2 years.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's amazing when you can help someone get through something, as we all go through, we're human,
mm-hmm.
and they go, at the end they go, wow, thank you. You go, that's all you paid.
That's
was.
All I needed. Yeah, that was my payment, you know? It's just
being
making
grateful.
The difference and being grateful goes a long way. It
wow.
does.
And for the generation that's still, say, working 9 to 5, family, busy, 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 how does it help them doing yoga, doing massage?
Oh,
what transitions have you seen with them?
The yoga and massage, they're less stressed at work. They know how to deal with their stressors at work a little bit better. Even at home and not dumping that into your wife or kids.
Yes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so it's dealing with that a little bit better. And actually taking a moment and just breathe in and just, like I said, excuse me, I don't know, shush that shit out because shit out.
That stuff out. Exactly, that stuff out. And with that, when they leave the studio and their lifestyle, how someone, say their 30s, 40s, and say working 50s, how does their lifestyle change outside the studio? What have you seen?
Because I don't follow them to their home.
Yeah.
I'm not a, you know?
You're like a creeper?
I'm not a creeper.
In the window?
Like, let me see.
What have they said?
Said that their marriage life has improved.
Mm-hmm.
Their relationship with the children have improved because they were holding on to so much and they didn't realize how much they were holding on to or emotionally. So overall, their family, their relationships, personal relationships have improved in regards to, you know, yoga. And massage is just, they just call me when they need me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's most of it, too. Do you see a physical change in their bodies by having that happen? Where
yes.
that releases the stress, what kind of physical change do you see?
Their physical change, they're not much in pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're not holding, you know, their shoulders up so high anymore. they're released. How they're walking a little bit more confidently as well.
That's great.
So all these different, you know, physical changes are not dramatic, but you could actually see it while working with them. So.
And when you do it, again, we talked about before, at least 4 weeks minimum, but on average 3 months, you have a long-term lifestyle, health, mental and physical change in your body, which is a better state.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't go back to the old state because it takes too much work.
Yeah.
And you're gonna go, why would everyone go back there? You have a mm-hmm. higher health state, maintain that.
Exactly. But
give yourself that time to actually figure out, for me, what works for you, what style of yoga works for you, mm-hmm. even what instructor works for you,
mm-hmm.
and what time works for you, to give yourself that health benefit short term,
mm-hmm.
long term, and if you're a wise generation, even longer term.
Exactly.
I mean, we all want to live a healthy life as long as we can. If I don't want to end up, say, 60 years old in a nursing home, waiting, watching Judge Judy all day, and waiting for my bedpan to be changed. A lot of people don't realize a lot of this is more important to get you out of that state to a healthier state than just the physicality of working out sometimes.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of people need to understand the benefits and why yoga is such a good way to get through
mm-hmm.
your daily things and maintain a routine so your body can stay healthy.
Exactly. And another thing about yoga is, like, a lot of people, or even my, you know, my Latinos, you know,
mm-hmm.
really don't know the benefits of yoga, you know. So I'm actually putting together a yoga, you know, café con yoga.
What is that?
Oh, café. You know what café is?
Coffee?
Yes!
Yes!
In Spanish, probably. café con yoga. So Latins drink a lot of coffee,
mm-hmm.
you know, socially.
Okay.
They'll get together like tea.
Okay.
I wanted to get together with different coffee shops and actually hold donation-based yoga classes for Latinos.
Great.
And actually educating them and giving them tools to, you know, for relaxation. Because we as Latinos, because I'm a Latina, we tend to internalize and keep it in home and not know how to handle that. And because you don't want anybody coming into the home, and, you know, who sees a therapist as a Latin, you know? They don't.
It's a cultural.
It's a cultural. Yeah. Even you know, even your culture.
I'm half Filipino, half Croatian, so my Croatian side is like,
Exactly.
So I
want to actually bring, you know, the yoga practice and actually educate them and do, you know, Spanish, you know, because I do speak Spanish, and having those tools for them and donation based because, you know,
Goodwill.
Just come out.
Goodwill.
So I'm just trying to, if you guys know any coffee shops that are willing to actually hold this.
Oh, there will be. There will be
yes,
a few.
Yes.
Trust me, there will be a few.
So, yeah, and that'll give, you know, shine for the coffee shop and just, you know, working within our community as well.
Have you worked with kids also?
Yes, I have.
Okay, tell me about your kids. Not your kids, but the kids you work with.
My kids. I don't have any kids, but I have dogs.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you. A lot less insurance problems and car insurance stuff.
The kids.
Yes.
The kids. As a matter of fact, I'm actually working with National Core.
What's up?
And National Core is a development. Hope for Housing is like
okay.
a low income
got it.
Community.
Okay.
They have several complexes in Rancho Cucamonga, and I'm actually going to teach children. From ages from 7 to 12 years old,
mm-hmm.
30-minute yoga for them. The district manager the district manager came into one of my yoga community
Great.
Yoga classes, and she saw all these children in it, and she asked me, "How do you do it? How can you just calm these children down? Maybe they need to."
How does that work?
Breath, I mean, just yoga,
mm-hmm. yep.
breath work, and actually make it fun for them, you know? Shoot, you know, I need help to, you know, like, I'll teach a child, I need help naming this pose, can you help me, you know? So just
get
being interacting
yeah.
and get them involved, and then, you know, putting on a song that they like and singing along the song, that's breath work.
Amazing.
They need to breathe.
You trick them in there.
Exactly. So just singing along, you know, with some of the songs and doing, you know, going over the poses again, it gets them to do yoga without them knowing, you know?
And kids, in my sense, just my experience, are born with self-confidence, self-esteem.
Yes.
And for some reason, through family, through hardship, through as we get older,
yes,
we lose that.
Exactly.
So I think by starting younger, they're able to maintain that confidence, self-esteem, so their body stays healthy. Their education is there's a direct correlation. If they're mentally healthy, their grades will do well,
mm-hmm,
and easy grades,
mm-hmm,
and they're able to maintain a social network of good people around them.
Exactly.
So their life, and result, the life stays healthy.
Exactly.
You know, so starting at the youth level, which I do a lot of workshop for kids too at the schools, is allowing them to understand that benefit, and parents seeing that, they go, oh, it's helping my kid.
Mm-hmm.
How does this work?
Oh, how does this work? So that's why, you know, 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes with the children, and they actually will knock out, literally, knock out while meditation. I'm going through the guiding. You know, I do a body scan guided meditation. I'll relax your toes, wiggle your toes,
yeah,
and let them go. And they'll actually slowly will let them go. So by the end, they're all like,
they're just
knocked out. So yeah, so I love the kids. The kids are awesome.
You're starting them younger so they see the overall benefit. And then the parents, I'm assuming, will also jump on board, go, if it benefits them, can it benefit my older kids,
mm-hmm,
than myself?
Exactly.
And so as a family, you break that cultural barrier, hey, it does help us.
Mm-hmm.
It does help us, like, for example, church would, to get to that spiritual healthy state.
Yes.
So we can maintain that on their own and continue to build that so they don't lose that in their teenage years or as get older when things get harder.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Anything else for your first show on the Crooked Spine Show?
Let me see. What else? No, that's about it.
And we kind of walked through stuff, and it was kind of spontaneous podcast today and talk and interview, because what you do is so phenomenal on your show already, on your Instagram, and even seen on Facebook too. You have a great way to get to people because your personality is good. So enjoy that. And like I said, with what Guadalupe does, she helps get you to a point of feeling a healthier state physically, mentally, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there and commit to four weeks to 12 weeks, 3 months, allows your body to get to a state where you can't go backwards.
Yeah.
That's my plan with people. Can they get to a state where they now have confidence, self-esteem, and the physical health where now they can maintain on their own, because now they're there, it's easier to maintain once you get there.
Yeah, exactly. And even if you backtrack, you know your direction. You know the path. So giving those tools for anybody is amazing.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
You.
Thanks for letting me be on your Instagram.
Of course.
And I will see you guys soon.
Okay.
That's it.
Bye.
All of us have to find ways to de-stress our body and mind. The Healing Touch Yoga Studio in Upland, Guadalupe Studio, offers different services, allowing different techniques and arts to enjoy as you learn what works best for you to help you de-stress, remove your anxiety, remove your pains, get yourself physically and mentally relaxed and strong. All right, so go to the show notes, again, jump to topics you want to look at again, and also to go to our Facebook page, read the comments, leave comments yourself too. We'll go to other podcasts from the show notes and see exactly what else we're talking about to keep your body and mind healthy. All right? Enjoy a great week, and we'll see you next week.